Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
100 years ago, social networking meant something very different than what it means now. Yet a social networking group that began in 1892 is still meeting today and over formal tea. No less. It's the invitation-only women's group called the Tuesday Club of Stockbridge. Its members say their focus hasn't changed much in more than a century. They want to educate, enlighten, and promote a sense of community. We recently went to a meeting to see what that means.
Keep us, O God, from pettiness. Let us be large in thought, in word, in deed. May we put away all pretense and meet each other face to face without self-pity or prejudice.
Carol Owens, second vice president of the Tuesday Club of Stockbridge, starts the monthly meeting at a congregational church in town by leading the group in reciting its mission.
Those really are the values of this group. And yeah, that's pretty old-fashioned, but ain't it grand?
It is. It's really
newfangled isn't all there is.
Owens has been in the Tuesday Club for about 20 years after a member invited her to join.
It's the 19th century protocol. In order to be a member, you have to be invited and you cannot be blackballed. That nomination goes before the board and the entire membership.
She says the club started as a group of women meeting a few times a month in their homes to discuss topical issues. In the early days, the women would perform plays for each other or share travel stories and invite speakers. Barbara Allen, who's curator of the Stockbridge Library's archival collection and keeper of the club's records, has been a Tuesday Club member for 15 years. Allen says the earliest records of the club were destroyed in a fire. But it appears that the founders' main objective of further educating women is not all that different.
The main purposes really haven't changed that much. It's surprising, considering it started in 1892. But the topics that they deal with have changed with the times. So that in the beginning, it was, let's say, a little bit more lightweight than it is now. They are definitely farther reaching than just Stockbridge.
Another staple of Tuesday Club meetings that hasn't changed much is tea service. Although this no longer requires the women to wear gloves and hats, it does involve an amazing spread. Desserts of all kinds, traditional tea sandwiches. Alice Wilma, a club member for 35 years, pours tea from a sterling silver set into china cups.
I think we're a vanishing breed, especially with our high teas and so forth.
Yes. You know.
The younger generation, I think, doesn't even have sterling silver. They would think this was an abomination.
There don't appear to be many of the younger generation among the club's roughly 100 members. The women are all from the Berkshires, and they take pride in the club. They maintain there has never been a rift or controversy.
I can't imagine that for all these decades, a group of women would get together every month and not have a scandal.
I would agree. There's got to be some there.
Again, that's Barbara Allen.
But they don't show up in the records. Let's put it that way. They are very discreet. All right.
Did you ever hear about a scandal?
I don't think I'm going to answer that one.
Maybe no scandals on the record, but an often repeated story in the Berkshires is that author Edith Wharton, who lived in nearby Lenox, may not have been a fan of the club. In fact, Wharton's short story, titled Zingu, is a blistering critique of a woman's social club that she called the Lunch Club, composed of, as Wharton wrote, quote, several indomitable huntresses of erudition. Kelsey Mullen is director of education at the Mount, Wharton's home that's now a museum in the Berkshires.
It is said, although not substantiated, that Wharton may have drawn her inspiration for the Lunch Club in Zingu from this club. It's impossible to tell whether that the Tuesday Club is her specific inspiration. She was certainly surrounded by these groups and would have had strong opinions, as Wharton always did.
These types of social clubs were popular for both men and women during the 19th century. Some historians credit the idea for such clubs to journalist Margaret Fuller. She was known for her weekly so-called conversations held around Boston around 1840. It's estimated that at one point there were hundreds of these clubs across the country, made up mostly of middle-class women who often had had an incomplete education and were eager to learn and socialize. That, Carol Owen says, is the main reason behind the Tuesday Club of Stockbridge's longevity.
It's even more amazing that we still exist than you even first thought. Because, I mean, I have a PhD. Every woman in this room has an advanced degree. We have social connections that go beyond the Berkshires, beyond the state of Massachusetts. You can Skype, text, email, telephone, anybody, anywhere. And yet, this holds together. I know every woman and every face in this room, and they know me. And I know where they live and how many children they have and if they were sick last year. And I don't think that ever gets old, and I don't think that ever goes out of style.
There are at least a half dozen of these clubs still meeting in Massachusetts, and the Tuesday Club of Stockbridge meets today.